What's going on, you guys? Welcome to the Ready to See Podcast. This is your host, Christopher Zamora. Welcome to another episode. Guys, I went to Comic Palooza. That was a convention that just came up for the ending of May. I have to say, man, I had a lot of fun. I only went on Saturday and it was a good time, man. I had a great time going with my friend and also my cousins as well. If you guys see right here, I got a new poster. It's for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie, the original one, 1974. It cost me about $30 to get it over there at the convention, but I believe it was worth it. I wanted to get a Halloween poster for the original movie, but I couldn't find one. So instead, I thought to myself, I should just get this one instead. Yeah, because I wish they had the Halloween 1978 one. But, oh well. Maybe next year if I can find it. Hopefully I can. And I also got right here a Charizard, if you guys can see it. Yeah, I got a Charizard. It's from the original Pokemon games. Looked pretty cool, so that's why I got it. And I also got a Venom from the original Marvel vs. Capcom 2 game. See, look. Looks pretty good. Awesome, man. To be honest, it was worth the price. It just cost me about $14 each. But I love them, man. I do enjoy these characters from these universes. So I had to get it, man. Before I go any further with Comic Palooza, I wanted to speak to you about the fight between Devin Haney versus Lomachenko. By now you already know who won, but I want to semi-break down of what happened in this fight, because I don't agree with the winner. Devin Haney beat Lomachenko by unanimous decision. Unanimous decision. What? Why will it be a unanimous decision? You know, I did thought that Haney was winning the first few rounds. Around round five, that's when things started to change. To be honest, I actually do give him second, third, fourth, and fifth rounds. I give those rounds to Haney, okay? The first one, Lomachenko won, okay? He won that round. But for the rest of the rounds leading up into the last two, I believe, Lomachenko was dominating, man. He was dominating most of the fight. There was a few punches that Devin Haney was giving Lomachenko. But like, the whole time, I believe Lomachenko was getting the better shots at Devin Haney. It really does suck, man, because Lomachenko, man, I really thought that he was going to lose. Well, he did lose, but it wasn't convincing. Lomachenko was the guy who beat Devin Haney, man. He didn't deserve the loss that he got from Devin Haney. He got great shots on round 10. Like, I was really hyped up for the knockdown, but it never did occur. Devin Haney has a chin, man. He has a great chin. And it was just, he wasn't going back and forth. He was just getting good accuracy shots against Devin Haney. And I believe that's why Devin Haney should have lost this match. But no, they gave it to the younger guy because they need a undefeated person on their roster, I bet. Yeah, man, I was really disappointed with the outcome of the fight. For my prediction, I did thought that Devin Haney was going to win. But it wasn't convincing, man. He was struggling against Loma. They made Lomachenko lose again. He has supposedly lost three times in his career. The first match that Loma lost to was another controversial loss against him. I hadn't really seen the Lopez fight, but I had to say maybe that one he did lose, okay? But for this match against Devin Haney, I was convinced, man. I was convinced that he probably might have pulled it off and maybe won this match. But no, man. It just really does suck because this happened a week before the Devin Haney fight with Rolly Romero versus Barroso. That stoppage that happened, dude, what in the world was that with Rolly Romero? They were going back and forth, right? And only one shot connected with Barroso. Rolly Romero only gave one clean shot against Barroso. It seemed like both of them, they were trying to get good shots at each other. And then that's when the ref stopped it. And he called it for Rolly Romero to win. I was very disappointed with that. What is going on with boxing, dude? People are just going to move on from this sport and just move on to something else that they'll like. I enjoy this sport, man, but this cannot be happening with boxing. If a fighter is losing, okay, do not do anything about it. If he's struggling and he's about to die, then yes, go in. Go in and stop the fight and make sure the other person wins. Do not just call it off just like that, dude, because it's really messed up. And also for the Devin Haney fight, what is going on with the judges as well? The trainers for Lomachenko, they set out an appeal for the fight. I don't really know what's going to happen next for that. But hope so, man. I hope so that he gets another rematch against Devin Haney. Because, man, it just wasn't fair that he lost like that. Unanimous decision. Not even by split decision, dude. This could have been a draw or Loma should have won. In the beginning of the fight, I was telling my brother, damn, man, I think Devin Haney might actually win. This was when he was winning round 3 and 4. That's when I commented to my brother that. But then the next rounds, that's when Loma, he was dominating the rounds. He was winning the rounds very convincingly. But shit, man, it just does suck that he lost to Devin Haney. And he does deserve the rematch. It sucks, man, that he broke down in tears because he believes that probably this was his last chance to get the titles. I don't know, man. I'm hoping that he gets another rematch against Devin. But I don't know, man. And now I want to move to Comicpalooza, guys. Like I said, I was having so much fun with Comicpalooza. At the beginning, I was kind of tired because I did fall asleep a little bit late on the previous night. I probably slept about 6 hours or so. Yeah, 6 hours. It still wasn't enough. It just still wasn't enough for me to sleep. I needed at least 2 more. No, but seriously, I was a little bit tired at the beginning. And to be honest, I really thought that probably I was going to get the same experience that I did when I first went to it the first time last year. Like, maybe I was going to be a bit surprised of the things that were there and nothing much. Like, I was going to see people in costumes and stuff like that. And that was about it. The first time I went, I was very excited to see all of this. But then, like, in the first 2 hours or so, I was like, this is it? Is that all that I'm able to see for Comicpalooza? But then, like around 12 or 1, that was when I started going to the autograph signings. I actually got an autograph by Christopher Judge. I got an autograph from the guy who voices Kratos in God of War, the video games. The one from 2018 and the one that came out last year God of War Ragnarok 2023. It was awesome. It only cost me about $80 for the whole ticket. It cost an extra $10 for the authentication, which means that, like, if you want to sell it, if you want to sell what they signed, it is very legit, and people will probably might buy it later on in, like, in 20 years or so. But yeah, man, I had a great time going to meet Christopher Judge. But the lines, man, like, probably there were about 30 people in front of me, but I had to wait probably like an hour and 40 minutes just to get an autograph from him, man. I wish I could have taken a photo or even a video to show y'all, but I can't. Like, literally, I can't because, well, if you guys are listening to it on Spotify, I can't show you. But on YouTube, I could have showed you like a small video I could have recorded, like, on YouTube if you're watching it from there. But I can because they didn't allow it over there. They allowed it for a few celebrities that they were there. Yeah, like I said, it took like an hour and 40 minutes to get an autograph signing from him. And I met a cool person that was a fan of Kratos himself. He was a big fan of the games. He told me that he just didn't finish the original one, the one that came out in 2018. He said he hasn't played it for over 4 years, but he still liked the games. He was playing Spider-Man, the PS4 version. He got to finally finish that one, but he still wasn't able to finish God of War 2018. Like, we talked about all the celebrities, all the people that they were there. He was a nice kid, man. The person that was right next to Christopher Judge was actually the lady named, hopefully I'm saying the name right, but her name is Alequa Cox. She's the lady that comes out on the TV show called Hawkeye from the MCU. Her character's name is Echo. I didn't even know that she was actually deaf, because there was actually a translator for her. The fans were speaking to the translator, and the translator was translating everything what the fans were telling her. Yeah, and I didn't even know about that. She also has her own show coming out very soon in Disney Plus called Echo. Maybe I'll check it out, because they actually are giving out all the episodes at once. We're not going to have to wait week by week to watch one episode at a time. So probably I'll give it a watch. By the ending of the day, I was already tired, man. My feet, they were hurting so bad. I had to sit down somewhere, man, because we were walking for such a long time. But yeah, and I would like to mention to you what I spoke with Christopher Judge right before I end the podcast. Well, I commented that we both have the same first name, Christopher. And then he said, well, yeah, man, we're the best. That's what he said. And then I asked him, what's his favorite part in the video game? Like, has he ever played it or something like that? He said that he liked everything about experiencing this world. Like, he liked everything about working on this video game. Well, both video games. And then I asked him one important question that I wanted to know. Like, is there any advice that you can give me? Like, if you want to be a voice actor or an upcoming actor? I was kind of nervous to say this. And I really did not listen to what he said. But there's just one thing that I got from him. One thing that actually stuck with me when he said it is to hone your craft. You have to know what you're doing. You have to understand what your craft is. You need to be a master of it. That was like the only thing that stuck with me. Almost everything else that he said, I kind of did forgot about it because of my nerves, man. I was somewhat nervous to meet him. Like, I never actually talked to a celebrity back and forth like that. So yeah, it was something new to me because I never done it before. I have met Christian Guzman, like the YouTuber, the fitness YouTuber. I guess he's a celebrity in a way. Are YouTubers considered celebrities now? I guess so, but I did meet Christian Guzman one time. I recorded a video for someone that he was working with. It was back in 2017. I was probably 20 or 21 years old. I did remember him. But going back to Christopher Judge, honing your craft is probably the most important thing that I needed to hear from a celebrity. Like, me and my brother, we talk about these things all the time, that we need to work to get to where we want to be. But just hearing it from a celebrity that already made it and he has his life together, it just meant a lot to me. And it was cool to hear from him, man. That's why I'm just trying to push forward with this podcast, not get lazy about it. And also, I need to work more on my YouTube as well. I need to post more videos. Like, I just been posting at least one or two videos a month for my main YouTube channel, which is Christopher Zamora. But like, this year, I've been mostly focusing on this podcast. I've been trying my best to at least post one podcast per week. This whole year, I've been trying to do it. And so far, I've been okay. I've been doing all right. This is episode 24, I believe. Yeah, 24 weeks straight of posting this podcast on YouTube. And also on Spotify, in iTunes, everywhere that this podcast is on right now, on wherever it is you're listening to it. I've been staying focused, staying consistent as much as I can with this podcast. Hopefully, I'll continue to bring you guys entertaining podcasts that you love to hear. If you guys want to hear more about me speaking of like horror stuff, combat sports, probably, I have my other main channel, which is Christopher Zamora. You can check out my other posts that I've been posting for, I think, 6 years now. Yeah, I started around 2016. I started around 2016 posting videos. I was just a 19-year-old kid posting whatever videos I came up with at the time. And I'm still going at it. Yeah, man. I'm just hoping this pays off. Hopefully, I can make a living making videos. Because that's been my dream since 2018 or 2019. The first 3 years, I was just doing this for fun. Well, I am still having fun making these videos, but hopefully one day, I can make a living creating videos that I like to make. It's a dream come true to anyone that is looking to make something out of themselves. Like, for example, like Michael Jordan, he loved the game of basketball. He became the greatest basketball player that has ever lived. But yeah, that's all I want, man. Just make a living and just to be happy. Anyways, guys, I think that is it for this podcast. Hey, thank you so much for listening to me, man. If you guys did enjoy it, make sure to follow it on wherever it is you're listening to it. Spotify, YouTube, iTunes. Follow it. Hopefully you tune in. for the next episode. Make sure to also recommend it to a friend or a neighbor or your siblings if they enjoy listening to combat sports, gaming stuff, and also horror stuff as well. Maybe they'll enjoy it as well as much as you do listening to it. Anyways, guys, that is it for this podcast. Thank you so much for listening again. As always, take care and live to the fullest. Bye.